The 4Ps project is funded by the South Western Railway Customer and Communities Improvement Fund. To find out more, check out southwesternrailway.com or go to the Vectis Radio website.
Hello there, friends. I'm Man United fans, and welcome to another podcast on Premier League news. Let's start off with the big bang, shall we? Tottenham beat Man City 4-0 in a stunning performance to thrash the current title holders. Haaland needs to take his own advice and stay humble, eh? Wolves beat Fulham 4-1, which puts Wolves 17th in the table for the time being. Everton and Brentford drew 0-0, so the scorers in that game were no one. Aston Villa and Crystal Palace drew 2-2, which doesn't do Villa's impressive run in the Champions League any justice, but it's got to go to pot eventually. After all, they aren't Liverpool. Arsenal beat Nottingham Forest 3-0 to beat their losing streak. Maybe they'll still make top 4, if they're lucky. Brighton beat Bournemouth 2-1 in a very expected result, what more can I say? Chelsea beat Leicester 2-1, which makes me sad, because I wanted to see another Vardy hat-trick. Maybe he needs more Red Bull at half-time. Ipswich and Man United drew 1-1, with Man United's manager not having the start slotted at Liverpool. Just saying. Speaking of, Liverpool beat Southampton 2-1, after an impressive performance from Southampton, but Liverpool still managed to grab the 3 points to put them 8 points ahead at the top of the league. And finally, West Ham beat Newcastle 2-0, which puts West Ham in 14th and Newcastle in 10th. So who is really winning here? That's it for this week, so see you next time for more news on the Premier League action.